Sivri's Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivri's Bavli, Daf Ayin Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Beis, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, 12 lines up from the foot of the page, Rabbi Yossi Oimeh. Rabbi Yossi Oimeh, Bekohanais, Pligin, Yossi Mikan, Yossi, Viyiteng Suba, Besef Shonim. Rabbi Yossi says that they argue about Kohanais, which is wives of Kohanim. The first Tana says more than this, he divorces her and pays the Ksuba at the end of 2 months for any woman. Rabbi Yehuda Oimeh, Bi'Yisrael, Chodesh Echad, Ikaim, Vishnaim, Yotzi, Vietan Ksuba, Vesoif, Shnaim, Vekahenef, Shnaim, Ikaim, Yotzi, Vietan Ksuba, Ksubasa, Betchilas Shalosh. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Yisrael keeps her for 1 month, for 2 months he divorces her and pays a Ksuba at the end of 2 months. A Kohenes, he keeps her for 2 months and divorces her and pays a Ksuba at the end of the beginning of the third. Vatani, Polig, Vesoif, Shlesha, Divrei Rav Meir. And a Bryce explains how they argue that Rav Meir says that a Kohenes, he divorces her and pays a Ksuba at the end of 3, and Rabbi Meir is the first Tana of our Mishnah. Amalei Rabbi Mana, Hein Delei Tanisa, Pliga, Ad Abedlei Pliga. Rabbi Mana objected, he says, when an argument was not taught, you make an argument, we don't need to say that they argue about a Kohenes. Ela Yisrael Pligin, Yosef Mikan, Yosef Yitin Ksuba, Betchilas Shnaim. Rav Mana says rather they argue about a Yisrael. The first Tana says more than this, he divorces her and pays a Ksuba at the beginning of 2 months for a Yisrael. Rav Yehuda Oimeh, Bi'Yisrael, Chodesh Echad, Yikaim, Rishnaim, Yosef Yitin Ksuba, Betchilas Shnaim, Uvukohonos, Shnaim, Yikaim, Shlosha, Yosef Yitin Ksuba, Vesoif Shlosha. Rav Yehuda says that the Yisrael keeps her for 1 month, for 2 months he divorces her and pays a Ksuba at the beginning of 2 months. Like Kohenes, he keeps her for 2 months. For 3, he divorces and pays a Ksuba at the end of 3. Ratani Kane Basuf Shlosha Divyakol. And a Bryce supports that, where it says at the end of 3, a Kohen divorces and pays a Ksuba, and this follows all opinions. We come now to the next Mishnah. Hamadir es ishto shlatechol ve'echad bekol mine peiros yotzi ve'yitain Ksuba. If a man was Madir's wife from any type of peiros, he has to divorce her and pays a Ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda Oimeh, Bi'Yisrael Chodesh Echad Yikaim, Shnaim Yotzi Yitin Ksuba, Rabbi Kohenes, Shnaim Yikaim, Shlosha Yotzi Yitin Ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Yisrael may keep her for 1 month, but for 2 he divorces her and pays a Ksuba. A Kohen keeps her for 2, but for 3 he divorces and pays a Ksuba. And the Gemara says, V'yesh Adam Shemadeh Chaviri Mechaim, can one person be madir another for matters needed for life? And they should say, Ba'imela im teichli me chifet pleini te asua menechasi. The answer is that rather he said, if you eat the matter, a certain matter, pleini, a certain item, you're forbidden to benefit from my property. And they should say, V'teichel me oisich ha-chifet te asua menechasav v'hani roishu de pirka. The Gemara asks, well, she can eat the item and be forbidden from his property, like the first Mishnah of our Perek, where he sets up a palace, why does he have to divorce her? Ella, b'shenodra ishtoi b'shem rabai lev lehefila. Rather, the case is she vowed, and her husband heard, and didn't annul her vow. The commander Amr, hu nosan etzboi ben shinea, yotzi yotzen ksiba. And this is like the opinion that he put his finger between her teeth, and she bit it, we blame him for what happened. He divorces and pays a ksiba. Amr of Huna, I feel like Commander Amahi Nasna Edboy Ben Chinao. But Huna gives a different explanation. It's even like the opinion that she put her finger between her teeth, and meaning that we blame her. Teitse Shalei B'Ksuba. But the Gemara says, well, if so, she should leave and be divorced without the Ksuba. Moidi B'Maknita B'Nadra. The answer is no, that opinion agrees that when he bothers her and she vowed, then he is to be blamed. The next mission says, Amadu is Ishtoi Shalei Tiskashet. If one forbade any type of cosmetics on his wife through a vow, he divorces and pays a ksuba. Rabbi Yossi says he divorces a poor woman if he did not limit the duration of the vow, but for a rich woman the shear is 30 days. And the Gemara says, of Huna, Omar, Kinimas Nisa, Barniyos, Shaloi, Nosna, Kitzva, I should say. Rav Huna says that our Mishnah discusses poor women that she did not limit the duration. This is like Rav Huna explained the previous Mishnah that she vowed and he didn't annul it. The poor ladies are not used to cosmetics so much. Ula ba'yishmau amar ba'niyoy shele nothan kitva, aval im nothan kitva afilu ad eser shanim muta she'ein shul ba'af apir meis, we should say. Ula ba'yishmau said that for poor women he didn't limit it, but if he set a limit, even until 10 years, it permitted, because a fox does not die in its hole. I mean, her husband knows his wife, he will manage even if she does not have salves to remove hair of the elva. He vows, so in any case, he waits 30 days, because perhaps he will find a opening to permit the neder for ashiwais, that means for rich women. If the vow persists past this, he must divorce. But for women, as long as there's a limit, he need not divorce. Nothan bahoshia omar v'yochan chutz min haregel. Nothan bahoshia, quoting v'yochan, says this, the vow is not for the festival, because then all b'nai Yisrael use cosmetics. And the next Mishnah says, Hamadeth ishto shle teilech labeis avir, v'tman shehein ima be'ir, chedesh echad yikayim, shnayim yotziv yitin kluba. If one vowed to forbid his wife from going to her father's house, if her father is in their city, for 1 month he keeps her, but for 2 months he divorces and pays the kluba. V'tman shehein be'ir achirith, regel echad yikayim, shnayim yotziv yitin kluba. If they're in a different city than her father, then for one festival he keeps her, but for 3 festivals he divorces and pays a kluba. And the Gemara says, Amba Rabbi Zera, Tani Taman Hadira Shle Tirchati Pemirchats, Bekrachim Shabbos Achas, Bekrachim Shde Shabbos. And Zera says, it was taught that if he made a neder that you will not bathe in a bathhouse in big cities for 1 week, he keeps her, in villages for 2 weeks, past this, he divorces her and pays a ksuba. Shle Tinali Minal Bekrachim Shleisha Chadoshim, Bekrachim Meis Leis. If he was mad at her, you will not wear shoes. In villages, it's for 3 months that he can keep her, and in big cities, it's for 24 hours. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Beregel Redufim Shanu. Rabbi Yochanan says the Sefer teaches about the festival of chasing. Ezu Regel Redufim, what is this festival of chasing? And Rabbi Yossi Berbun, Zer Regel HaRishoin, which is a Shebala Redefes Lebeis Avia. Rabbi Yossi Berbun answers it's the first festival after their marriage, when she runs to her father's house, and her husband chases after her to her father's house.